I just had a couple of questions for you. Yeah. Just what was last year like with the kind of, I mean, kind of what we were talking about with D. Scott, mm-hmm. just the kind of joy you felt maybe get to do it, like when we had the big day in California, when you had the two big matches. How did that all feel, being able to experience that?
No, it's honestly surreal. Like I said to him, sometimes it feels like, you know, I'm in a dream, and it's like, it's honestly just a surreal moment. I'm so happy that I'm able to, you know, be in a competitive environment every day, and it helps me, you know, in games. And, you know, just the players are so awesome, and, you know, I was literally the new one, and I haven't felt like a new person, you know, on the court. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone just vibed so well together, and they were so happy for me. And, you know, I think with that, we all play so well together, and they help me, you know, they encourage me on the court, encourage me off the court. So yeah, it was awesome.
So in year two here at K-State, I mean, last year, of course, you were, mm-hmm. you know, you were still kind of probably in the mode where you were wanting to prove yourself. And so this year, now that you've kind of arrived and you're on the mm-hmm. scene, how do you feel like you can kind of take that next step this year and enjoy this last year?
Yeah, I mean, I still feel like I want to prove myself. I don't think that'll stop until literally the last game. But I am, like I said before, in a sense of urgency, and I really want this year to be literally the best year that I've ever had, on and off the court. But on the court, I want to stay as competitive as I can, and I'll, you know, do anything I can to get to that point during games. So yeah, I'm super excited for it, and I think it's going to be an awesome year for everyone, including myself.
One more thing, just how's the, I guess, relationship evolved with Ava, and then also Lauren, who's been studying too?
Yeah, they have literally been amazing, and I think the world of them both, that they're able to come in. You know, Ava, obviously, she came in, she, you know, competed for a spot, but she, you know, as a freshman, you know, you're not going to play, but the situation changed, and she has just done amazing, and she's finding her voice so quickly, and both of them are so competitive. And Lauren, you know, came in, she was a DS, and she hasn't set since high school, and, you know, she's putting in the work, and she's getting to the point where, like, we trust them both as setters, but, you know, Ava is a setter, and Lauren hasn't done that in so long, but, like, we trust her as a setter, and she's making great decisions. Both of them are playing great defense, and I think it's going to be, I'm happy for the both of them. It's going to be exciting to see, you know, who, you know, competes like that. So
okay, thanks, Haley.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
Yep.